The Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies, or CALEA, has chosen UAB Police Chief Anthony Purcell to lead the national organization this year. The commission sets hundreds of standards for law enforcement agencies on everything from body cam usage to bias training. Purcell tells me how the commission sets those standards and how the group's work has changed over the years.
We hear back from our agencies on standards, whether they're working, how well they're working. And then those standards, they come before our executive staff. And our executive staff, CALEA staff, will take a look at those standards, compare it to what was before, compare it to what someone is asking us to take a look at or change or do, revise. And then that comes before the commission. And we as the commission, we're the policy makers or setters, if you will, for those changes. So if we vote that there should be a change, then it's changed, and then that information is sent back out to our agencies.
Now, I know you mentioned 400 standards, but how do those standards differ from the ones years ago?
Well, you know, things change, like the law change. The law changes every year. The law changes the United States Supreme Court. It can change with your own state courts here, like the Alabama Supreme Court or local courts. And so when those laws changes, they sort of dictate, if you will, or we have to adhere to that level of standard that the Supreme Court changed, like search and seizure or arrest procedures, custody procedures. When those change, we have to change the standard.
With all the advancements that we've made in this modern society, what have been some of the game changers in terms of body cams or other surveillance and technologies?
So the body cameras are an absolute wonderful tool in terms of law enforcement. So you have to have standards written around that. So, you know, years ago when the body camera first started coming out, CALEA started doing research on it in the staff. And we wanted to make sure that we had a set of standards that related to the body-worn camera. And when we did that, we then sent that out to our agencies to implement as part of their program. So, you know, everybody has a camera these days or phone. And so it behooves law enforcement agencies to equip their officers with the ability to record as well. So that plays a vital role in terms of, you know, how we apply the standard when new technology come out.
How does CALEA deal with diversity or implicit bias training? And what does that training look like? Because I know university law enforcement may have a different training than your average police department.
Yes, so bias-based policing is what we call it in CALEA. And so, again, there's a set of standards around that, which would include, like, bias against traffic stops, field interviews, you know, arrest procedures, anything that one could view as diversity and a difference in culture and race. We have standards around that. And so we bring in experts within, you know, that particular field to train our officers on that. So we do that here at UAB. You know, the Birmingham Police Department may do it differently with another guest speaker. But you bring in experts in that area, or you train your officers, you send them to bias-based training for that, and then they come back and they're able to train your own staff. CALEA, we send a set of trained individuals to your department to make sure that what you're saying you're doing, we're doing. So they have to verify within your files that you're doing what you say you're doing. And that's done annually.
That was UAB Chief of Police Anthony Purcell. He is the newly elected president of CALEA.